The investigations now of the CIA and the FBI and even our own, God forbid, RCMP, has this anything to do with the electronic age?
Well, yes, because we now have the means to keep everybody under surveillance. No matter what part of the world they're in, we can put them under surveillance. It has become one of the main occupations of mankind, just watching other people and keeping a record of their goings on.
And invading privacy.
Invading privacy, in fact, just ignoring it. Everybody has become porous. They got the light and the messages go right through us. As, by the way, at this moment,
right,
we are on the air, and we do not have any physical body. When you're on the telephone or on radio or on TV, you don't have a physical body. You're just an image on the air. When you don't have a physical body, you're a discarnate being. You have a very different relation to the world around you. And this, I think, has been one of the big effects of the electric age. It has deprived people, really, of their private identity.
So that's what this is doing to me?
Yes. Everybody tends to merge his identity with other people at the speed of light. It's called being mass man. By the way, one of the big marks of the loss of identity is nostalgia. And so revivals on all hands in every phase of life today. Revivals of clothing, of dances, of music, of shows, of everything. We live by the revival. It tells us who we are or were.